Now, before we talk, I want to share with you something very special. Because every once in a while, we get a birthday present that we can share with others. And this year, I got a birthday present that I could share with others. And now I'm going to share it. And this one, Matiji, or the pet name that we call her sometimes, but she may be a birthday present. Now, this present is also a present for all of you, because it is meant to help you not see with the attachment of false ego that causes us to live forever in the material world, but to change, to shift that attachment from false ego to real ego, to shift our attachment from Maya to Krishna. Well, now we have to go to the mystical flash drive and under slide, so there it is. Remember Krishna. This is the point. Well, are we ready to the amplification off the radio? To go through there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need the microphone?
It's good.
And how long is this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a question. After this slideshow is finished. And I'll tell you what it is now, and you can consider it. Why did I choose to stop the kirtan and show you this slideshow? Okay, say it, so you don't have to answer the question now, you have to see the slideshow. Okay, now please turn off the light, and instead of darkness, you will have illumination. Don't press the blue ball, or else we'll all get loopy. Wait first, before you. There's the Prabhupada time. And there it is. Samadhi, Manohar, there we go. He's very, very, very wise. Look at this. What word comes to your mind? Raise your hand. What word comes to your mind when you say, yes,
beautiful.
Youthful. Anyone else? What word comes to mind? Yes.
Sweet.
Sweet. Anyone else? Charming.
Charming.
Shy. You haven't looked at his eyes. Don't look at his eyes. What other word? Yes.
Mysterious.
Okay, now look at Prabhupada. When Prabhupada is in that mode, you don't want to. What word would you use to describe Prabhupada? Raise your hand. You have to look also. How would I call on you if you don't look and raise your hand? Raise your hand. What word? Yes.
Regal.
What other word? Yes.
Intense.
Yes. Authoritative. Yes.
Should I put one is making a point?
He's definitely making a point. What's the mood you usually use when you're making a point, though? My goodness, my Prabhupada's using this one. He's really making a point. But look at his demeanor. What mood do you see?
Compassion.
Look.
Compassion.
Compassion, concern. Meditative. Because he's taking something that's in his heart.
Love
for
Krishna?
Huh?
Love for Krishna? Yes, that's what it is. Okay.
Real ego.
It's the real ego. Okay. Now we'll hear what he's actually going to do. He wants to make sure it's loud enough to make it loud in case he can hear. And make it so simple. Remember Krishna 24/7. 4 hours of the day.
Remember Krishna 24 hours a day.
This material sky is covered Therefore, the nature of the visible sky is darkness. Now at night, we are experiencing the real nature of this visible world. It is darkness. Artificially, it is not illuminated by the sun, by the moon, by the electricity. Otherwise, it is darkness. So this illumination is God. You have to understand. This illumination. Everyone is God. The stars literally. Stars, they are also reflection of the sun. Similarly, the electricity is also a reflection of sun. The diamond, the jewel, everything that is reflection of sun. So you can remember God of Krishna coming through some illuminating property. Sarana Sarvadevi Sus, when we chant Vedic mantra, Om Tadrishnam Paramam Padam Sanata Shvandi Suraya, Om Guru Bhurata Tashvandi Yaranam Dharma Dhevastam Dhevam, that is Omkara, Om. That is the beginning. Omkara is aggression. That's why we are aggression. Hare Krishna, this is also aggression. Hare Hara, Krishna, the Omkara is also aggression. So this Omkara is Krishna, is God. Samana Sarvadeva Vishu, subject to the Vishu, and often in sound. Whenever you hear some sound, you should know this is vibration of the transcendental sound. The sound which we are vibrating, that is pure spiritual sound, but any sound in the material world, that is reflection of that spiritual sound. So when you hear sound, you can remember God. When you drink water, you can remember God. When you see some illumination, you can remember God. And when you chant some mantra, something, that also you can remember God. Oh, where you cannot remember God? Everywhere. This is Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. All, 24 hours, you can remember Krishna. But that remembrance means that Krishna is with me. Krishna is already with me. But as soon as you remember, then it's action. Anyone who becomes Krishna conscious, by this way of gathering, he becomes free. Thank you very much.
know this something. What struck you the most from this writer again?
Probably simple way of showing us how Krishna's life is in evidence. It's a simple explanation.
But then if you can understand Prabhupada's words by coming through the lecture quite well. Anyone remember anything else? Yes?
You were talking about Paramatma.
Krishna consciousness is remembering Krishna always.
What did Prabhupada say? If you remember Krishna, then? It's free. He is with you. Krishna is there.
Remember him.
Okay. And why should I like to show this side to Amiri?
You remember Krishna?
Yes, for sure. Yes?
You can have Srila Prabhupada so that he was still in the heart of the
Very fascinating. Yes, all good reasons. But what I was specifically thinking is that if we all think for a moment what we were doing 24 hours a day, 24 or 18 or 16 or 12 hours ago, none of us were sitting here at a retreat. We were all involved in our lives, our service, our work, in so many different things. And how to get us from that point to this point where we're here for the next several days specifically trying to remember Krishna. Directly trying to remember Krishna and keeping Krishna with us always by thinking about it. So I thought to get from there, what I usually am thinking, seeing things separate from Krishna, to the point where I'm sitting right here amongst my devotees, chanting Hare Krishna, to bring my mind to where my body is. It's not always easy. To bring the mind to where the body is, it isn't always easy. It takes time. And the key to that would be to think of Krishna, to see how Krishna is in everywhere in our life. So Krishna was with us yesterday if we were conscious. Just as he is today, right now. Anyway, that's what I was thinking. How to bridge the gap between the great world out there and our time together in a retreat where we're specifically trying to keep our minds focused in on Krishna, in Krishna consciousness. That's what I was thinking. Because there's such a tendency, even when we chant Krishna's name or do some service for Krishna, there's such a tendency that our mind takes that as an opportunity to wander all over the universe. And I didn't want my mind to be wandering all over the universe now. I wanted to take advantage of this very, very special opportunity we have in this weekend to, in a focused way, remember Krishna. Because every place can be turned into a holy place. Every place can be turned into a holy place. Vishwa Purna, what's the last word? Vishwa Purna? Who said that? Okay, Who said that? Okay, who said that? Who said that? Okay. The whole universe can be a happy place. We usually say, Bhutalayama Shastratam, Anitya Asuka, Lokam, a miserable place. But Kabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, Vishwa Kona, Sukhaya says, that we learn how to remember Krishna and to live in Krishna's mercy. So this weekend is a special opportunity we have to take a step closer to Krishna by being here amongst so many devotees who are very serious, have come here for one reason, and that is to increase the remembrance of Krishna. Now, this year,
indicating this very next slideshow of our speaking.
So I wanted to reciprocate. So last year I gave her one. Being always trying to keep one step ahead. Okay, now we have to go back to our very esoteric there it is. Which one is it again? No. BVTLOGEXE. See what happens if you double click on it. Let's see if we can go into the spiritual world or not. Happy birthday, Gagatrini. Yes, this is the one. Let's see if there's even sound with it. It should be sound already. There's no sound coming. But it could be that there's no sound.
Thank you. Thank you. Krishna Hare Hare Hare
Thank you.
Raghunathi Ravanakari Jaya Kuntali Hari Jaya Kuntali Hari
Ramuna Tiravana Kami Jaya Coincide with those stories, so I thought it might problem in the afternoon and people's attention is a little less than in the morning.
No.
Not the big ones.
Not these
children. Not these
children.
Just maybe the children. So we just keep it a little bit light and happy and do something more than to.
And I personally speak something about Guru Maharaj because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear from Gadadhara Pandit when he was in Jagannath Puri. He would hear from Gadadhara Pandit the Srimad Bhagavatam. And especially he would hear from Gadadhara Pandit about two boy devotees, Dhruva Maharaj, who is only 5 years old. How old are you? Yeah. He used to be left. You will catch up soon. How old are you? Oh, this one is very deep.
Very serious.
You listen to one very carefully. What's his name? So Mahaprabhu would hear the pastimes of Dhruvaraj and Palamaraj hundreds of times. And he wasn't thinking, oh, I've heard this before, it's the same thing, why do we have to hear the same thing? But rather, each time, he would cry and cry and cry. And my question rhymes with cry, it's why? What was he seeing and hearing, or seeing through his ears, in the story of Dhruva Maharaj and Palamaraj, you can hear about Dhruva Maharaj, that touched him so deeply, again and again, so deeply and more deeply. And of course, I'm not going to tell you, because you have to hear and see what you can hear, or hear what you can see. So we shall speak about Dhruva Maharaj. What time do you begin?
In the morning,
7:30. Okay. Do you begin on time, or in the standard acceptable time? Probably in the standard acceptable time.
It's very strict in the morning, otherwise we'll
have
everything late to
the start. And then I begin at what time? 7:30? Yeah. Will you be there? Okay, because it's already get a good night's sleep and chant very, very good rounds and be ready to hear about Madhavan Bhakti and Dhruva Maharaj. And in the evening, Krishna will be here some afternoon and some more on Madhavan Bhakti and chant. And in the evening, past night at Madhavan. Thank you very much for coming. Welcome also.
Thank you.